Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's Inside Energy and Utilities podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to talk about the news stories that grab my interest in inside the energy space. They're very much my view. It's by no means comprehensive, but these are the sort of stories that grab my interest. It's only four stories, but there's a couple of big ones. And so the big one for me that I really wanted to pick up comes from Business Green, where it talks about government Moore's plans for Green Investment Bank 2.0. So Energy and Clean Growth Minister Kwasi Kwarteng confirms there's an ongoing debate within government about how to revive the Green Investment Bank. The article goes on to state that hopes are building that the government could launch a new Green Investment Bank to help mobilise low carbon investment and drive the promised green recovery after Energy and Clean Growth Minister Kwasi Kwarteng confirmed plans were under consideration. So there's a few very interesting angles here. So firstly, this makes an awful lot of sense. I've said on this podcast and numerous of times that the 2020 has, for me, seen a real step change. Even well before the COVID-19 impact became clear, 2020 started off with a lot of commitments to transitioning to net zero. And I've worked in sustainability for quite some time, and you know, my sort of previous experience is unfortunate that there was more talk rather than actual commitment. And what I've seen literally at you know, for me at the start of 2020, we're seeing very clear commitments, not in the least by those firms that are involved in fossil fuels, like your oil majors. They've made some very clear commitments, which I think should be applauded. So in that context, the Green Investment Bank makes an awful lot of sense. However, there is a slight irony to this, which is that I think it's in 2017 that the previous Green Investment Bank was privatised. I think it was Macquarie that sort of ran with it. So, you know, that there is quite a bit of, you know, irony there, I suppose. That said, you know, I'm a great believer in changing one's minds, even in politics. And politics often that gets quite, you know, quite a lot of focus. But actually, if new data comes in and the right decision at this point in time is to start a Green Investment Bank, or, you know, change your position on things, then I think that should be applauded. And in the case of the Green Investment Bank, I think it is absolutely needed. Yes, let's get cracking to make net zero happen. The second story comes from the National in Scotland, which says 8-point plan for Scottish green recovery from pandemic. So it states that a group of civic and business leaders have today set out an 8-point plan containing the practical solutions it says the Scottish government should implement in order to move the country towards net zero. So again, big sort of focus in the political sphere on moving to net zero, and as I say, you know, COVID-19 has really put the focus on that, and it's very good to see that the various devolved governments are actually looking at the green recovery and how to sort of focus on that, and it's very sort of welcome that a business leader have submitted it, this 8-point plan. This 8-point plan has four priority areas, which I broadly welcome: retrofitting buildings for a net zero Scotland, a rural job creation programme, green enterprise support, and a city and town infrastructure transformation programme. It also has four key strategies, which says unlocking private investment with greater policy certainty, a green scrappage scheme, green future skills, and an expanded capital investment stimulus. Again, showing private investment with greater policy certainty. Yes, absolutely. Greater policy certainty is definitely needed. I'm a big believer in long-term policy commitments. That doesn't mean that you sort of have to set things in stone, i.e., let's say the feed-in tariff and decide the tariff for the next decade, say. But what that does mean is to confirm that there will be some sort of feed-in tariff or energy company obligation or warmonth discount or whatever it might be for the next 5, 10, 15 years. And I feel that's, you know, policy certainty allows the unlocking of private investment. So I do feel they go hand in hand, and I absolutely welcome that. And green future skills, another one for core four strategies. Absolutely. If we're moving to this net zero future, there's a lot of skills that we need that we currently don't have. So it's very important to unlock that. And then going back to the previous point about the Green Investment Bank, one of the recommendations in the four core strategies, an expanded capital investment stimulus. Absolutely. There needs to be sort of money and investment available there. So, yeah, I think this is a very good suggestion, a good plan. And I think it's a very sensible plan that the Scottish Government could do with heeding. So then some lighter stories, I suppose, or slightly different, but this one comes from currentnews.co.uk, and it says battery projects could triple in Britain as government lifts barriers. The British government has relaxed planning legislation in a move that could triple the number of batteries serving the grid. Very interesting story from the point of view that I think that in transition net zero, battery and storage, energy storage plays a very, very big role. So removing said barriers will help with planning. And more importantly for me, one of the things that often gets forgotten is investment decisions. So if you are a private investment, and again, all these stories seem to link, but once you remove the barriers, you create a little bit more certainty. And having that little bit more certainty makes it easier to make investment decisions. And investment decisions are now essential. With the growth in renewables, I feel that a lot of investment will start to ebb away or flow away from fossil fuels to renewables, and I think we could really see a step change, and things like this, the removing barriers with planning will really help support that transition. My feeling is that will be a snowball, that actually once you're in fossil fuels, and that investors will actually the divergence of investment from fossil fuels to renewables will happen very, very quickly, and it'll be a snowball, almost an exponential snowball. And that's my feeling. Again, particularly as looking at the other stories, and we're looking at the green recovery, post-COVID economy. I think the investment case for renewables is very, very strong, which leads me on to the final story, which they seem like I've all sort of handpicked these other link, but it hasn't, but they do sort of all link together. This one comes from Energy Live News, which basically talks about Octopus. So Octopus Renewables buys 16.8 megawatt of new wind capacity in the UK. The two sites are located in South Lanarkshire and Northamptonshire, and will generate electricity to supply more than 17,000 UK homes. And this is probably my obsession with Octopus. I find them a very interesting strategy, and I find their strategy, in light of some of the things that I've just mentioned, the investment in renewables, I find Octopus's wider strategy fascinating. And I feel that they're operating at a very different level, very much a global level, that they seem to have a global strategy with multiple businesses focused on the energy transition. I feel they are really leading the pack in investment in renewables. And I believe they're now one of the largest commercial solar energy investors in Europe. And I believe they manage more than 3 billion in renewable energy assets. That was just a story that sort of grabbed my attention. Again, for me, the big sort of story here is the increased institutional investment in renewables, and Octopus is just one of those that sort of does that, really. And so, this fits into the sort of story that I was just discussing, the transition, and the energy transition will go much faster and faster once we come out of COVID-19, when we have the green recovery. And I believe that the the investment case for renewables will grow stronger and stronger. It will be that snowball that I just managed. And I think somewhere at the front of that snowball is Octopus. And yeah, I think it's a fascinating strategy. One to keep our eyes on. And for me, it'll be very interesting to see how wide and far reaching Octopus will go in the next decade. But it's absolutely one to watch for me. So that's it for me. They're the sort of four big stories that grabbed my attention. All seem to be focusing on the investment in renewables. So the first one is the Green Investment Bank. The second one is the 8-point plan for Scotland's green recovery. All looking again at investment, as a part of that. Battery projects and removing barriers we're planning, which again helps investment, and then Octopus Renewables investments into wind capacity, all show that the investment in renewables is gaining traction, and I think this will go faster and faster, and that's sort of the theme of this week. I hope that was useful. Let me know what you think. If you do want to get in touch, LinkedIn is probably the best. I think it's Sepp van Doord, and Twitter @Sepp van Doord. But yeah, keen to get your feedback.